So from today, the 1st of September, the fixed payment fine for litter has increased from €150 to €250. This follows the commencement measure I signed, and I think the purpose is very simple. There must be consequences for littering. Most people dispose of their waste responsibly, but when, you know, someone drops litter, leaves dog waste behind, or you know, treats a beach or street or a public space as their personal bin, then that cost falls on the local community, the local authorities, and the taxpayer. So by increasing the fines to €250, we're reinforcing that the polluter pays principle. But we know this isn't just about increasing fines. This is about a broader, cleaner communities approach. We're also supporting a national awareness campaign, Bin It or Bring It Home. We're making funding available of over €250,000 to local authorities for dog fouling infrastructure. And again, we're continuing that significant investment in anti-dumping and enforcement measures. We know that the latest littering figures show Ireland is making progress. And I have to give credit to the local authorities, to many tidy towns, cleaner communities, all the volunteers around the country. But the job isn't finished. And today, what we're doing is we're ensuring that we send a message that's straightforward, that littering is unacceptable, that there must be consequences, and that the polluter should pay, not the taxpayer.
An increase in the fine is an obvious deterrent, but when you think about things like enforcement and reporting, there was no dog fouling fines issued in Donegal over the last 4 years. Should there be an element of this looking at how you report and enforce as well?
Well, I think that's a fair challenge, and I think it's one that I hear right across the country. People will rightly say that fines only work if there's real possibility of getting caught. And they're not pretending that just by increasing the fines from €150 to €250 on its own will suddenly solve littering. But I also don't accept the argument that just because enforcement isn't perfect, we shouldn't strengthen penalties. You know, that would be simply just accepting the status quo and doing nothing about it. So the reality is that, you know, enforcement is the primarily responsibility for local authorities. They themselves know the areas best. They know the beaches, the estates, the town centres, the greenways, where problems keep occurring. And what the government is doing is we're providing stronger powers, you know, stronger penalties. We're also providing funding to support the enforcement measure. Even this year alone, we provided €7.7 million to the Waste Enforcement Measures Grant Scheme, supporting enforcement staff and activities right across the country. So I suppose my message to councils really is that, you know, target the black spots, use the powers that are available, follow through with enforcement, because people are entitled to expect that. And, you know, people don't care who issues the fines. They want the problem fixed. And I think this measure today is, you know, ensuring that we have stronger penalties, and we'll continue to support local authorities in regards to staffing and the enforcement measures.
And the money that will be brought in through these fines, will this be used then to enforce cleaner communities in a way? Sort of it's taken from that, so it is reinvested almost?
Well, certainly the best outcome here would be that no one pays the fines because no one litters. But I suppose doing the right thing costs nothing. And I suppose that's my message really today is that, you know, nobody has to pay this fine if they bin the litter or bring it home. And I think this is not a charge on families. You know, it's a penalty for those who continue to litter. And the vast majority of people act responsibly, do the right thing. This is not about revenue. This is about changing behaviour. When, you know, it's unfair when someone drops litter, you know, drops rubbish, you know, and then expects the taxpayers, the council workers, the tidy towns, the volunteers, the business and local communities to clean up after people who simply cannot be bothered, then they should pay. And, you know, if this was about revenue, you know, success would be more fines. But for me, I think success is if we issue fewer fines and have cleaner communities and continue to enforce what we have.
Could education be a way in this regard to help reduce littering?
Well, it's really important. And even last week, I launched this year's Pick Up Pal program, and education is key. It's core to everything that's possible in regards to how we curb littering. And through the Pick Up Pals program, there's over 24,000 children in around 966 classrooms across the country that will be supported in an educational and national awareness campaign around littering, around circular economy, around biodiversity, active travel. And I think what's brilliant about this is you educate children at an earlier age. And I think that's really important, you know, ensuring that they lead activities, that they encourage families to get involved, that they themselves become climate leaders within their own communities. And I think those types of educational programs are critical if we want to move forward and ensure that future generations understand the challenges around protecting our environment, ensuring that our streets and our beaches and our parks are clean and litter-free.